A trip to the supermarket. I walked into the grocery store, not particularly interested in buying anything. The pain of losing my husband of 37 years was still raw, and the store held so many sweet memories. Rudy often came with me, and every time he'd pretend to go off and look for something special. And I'd then spot him walking back to me with three yellow roses. Rudy knew I loved them. The grocery store was different since Rudy had passed on. Shopping for one took time, a little more thought than it had for two. Standing by the meat, I searched for the perfect small steak and remembered how Rudy had loved his steak. Suddenly, a woman came up beside me. I watched as she picked up a package of T-bones and dropped them in the basket, hesitated, and then put them back. She saw me watching her and smiled. My husband loves T-bones, but honestly, at these prices, I don't know. I swallowed the emotion down my throat and met her blue eyes. "My husband passed away 8 days ago," I told her. Glancing at the package, I fought to control the tremble in my voice. "Buy him the steaks, and cherish every moment you have together." She shook her head, and I saw the emotion in her eyes as she placed the package in her basket and wheeled away. 10 minutes later, I saw her walking towards me, carrying a package in her arms. On her face was the brightest smile I had ever seen. As she came near, I saw what she held, and tears began misting in my eyes. "These are for you," she said, and placed three beautiful yellow roses in my arms. She leaned over and placed a gentle kiss on my cheek, then smiled again. I wanted to tell her what she'd done, what the roses meant, but still unable to speak, I watched as she walked away, as tears clouded my vision. I looked down at the beautiful roses nestled in the green tissue wrapping and found it almost unreal. How did she know? Suddenly, the answer seemed so clear. I wasn't alone. "Oh, Rudy, you haven't forgotten me, have you?" I whispered with tears in my eyes. He was still with me, and she was his angel. Every day, be thankful for what you have and who you are.